So, Camera News.
AJ's, Camera News.
AJ's Camera News.
With Pete.
And AJ.
AJ has joined Pete's Camera News.
It's never been Pete's Camera News, has it? Never.
It's the show where AJ delivers the latest news and I offer my thoughts on that news.
So far,
Pete's Camera News.
Your thoughts have been rambling and incoherent, I'd say. So, and mainly just trying to make me look stupid.
Nobody said that. If you go back through YouTube, you'll see it's pretty unsuccessful as a segment. However, welcome if you're listening, because that's actually working really well for us.
Podcasts.
So, and I love USA. 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 We're big fans. Big fans over in America. Cross the pond.
Cross the pond.
G'day, mate.
No, that's Australia.
Other one.
The wrong pond. Can you do an American accent?
I can't think of anything funny that they say.
This is exciting.
Okay.
We've got more news about the Canon C70.
Thank you, Canon.
Yeah, for those of you that missed it, that is the miniaturized cine camera. It's kind of like a progression from the XC10 and XC15, but will have interchangeable lenses using the RF mount. Exciting.
I mean, let's boost this segment because we've still not heard back from Canon regarding sending us products for reviews.
How does that make you feel?
But really f***ed off, to be honest. Okay.
Can you say it in a way that I can actually publish it?
Really disappointed.
Problem with Canons, they're a bunch of f***ing f***s and they won't f***ing reply to any of my f***ing emails.
Okay, let's cut back to this bit. Just disappointed, AJ.
So Canon C70, it will have the same Super 35 sensor as the C300 Mark III, reportedly, which would be absolutely insane. The more I'm hearing about this camera, the more I'm thinking, might have to cancel that order we've put in for that other camera.
No, it is some kind of mongrel. It's they're using parts from other cameras. I want innovation. What's innovation? Give me some more.
It had an internal 10-stop ND filter. It will record, this is epic, 422 10-bit internally onto SD cards.
Okay, there's a round of applause for that.
Yeah. 4K 120. And 2K at 180 FPS. Also, the thing that's really exciting me about this is it's the first cinema camera with the RF mount interchangeable lenses. So that means that potentially we're gonna see cinema lenses with the RF mount.
Which is good.
You remember last time I reported on the rumors of the GoPro Hero 9 Black?
Always gets us in trouble.
And it got released. Exactly as everyone thought, because they release a new camera at the same time every year, so it wasn't really a surprise. And the last one was number 8, so this one was always going to be number 9. Anyway, it is exactly as we reported it to be. Basically, it's a slightly better, slightly bigger, slightly lighter GoPro than the Hero 8.
So that's all the key boxes ticked.
Yeah.
And there's a key part in what AJ said there is it's released exactly as we said it would be.
We're a reputable news outlet and you should trust us. And if you work for big manufacturers,
like
GoPro's
Canon.
Another one
Canon,
that never replies.
Oh yeah, yeah, go on, go in for GoPro.
F***ing GoPro never f***ing replies to my f***ing emails, you bunch of f***ing c***. If you don't f***ing reply, I'm going to refuse to f***ing cover anything in the future, you f***ing knobhead. Bit much.
But there's none of that that's staying in.
Here's the thing. Here's the rub of the green. It's £429.
Okay.
For an action camera. And yeah, it can record 5K video. And yeah, you can live stream straight from it. And yeah, it's got HyperSmooth 3.0, which, I mean, is good. But do we really need another action camera? And do you really need to spend 430 quid on an action? Because let's face it, it may be all the specs you ever want.
This is amazing. See, what's happening here is you're merging into me.
Yeah.
So that's the sort of thing that I would say. Do we really need another one? Why is it costing so much money, AJ?
Yeah, every time I go to buy anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I can only support that.
I don't think
I concur.
When was the last time we bought a GoPro? the 7.
My success with GoPros has been similar to my success with drones. I was one of the early test pilots to crash the drone, and I can confirm that you can buy new blades with ease and get it back in the air.
Yeah.
So, success.
So back to GoPro though. Mm. Do we really need one? Would you spend £430 of your own money on it? £400?
Yeah,
you can buy a lot of stuff for that.
And
what for? What are you actually using it for?
I just don't have that much of a need. If you're going to put that much in, let's say you're going skiing.
Right, yeah, I'm a skier.
Okay, it's nearly as much as your hotel.
No thanks. I'd rather have another week in there.
But all your friends will get to see what a good time you had. In slow motion.
That's a fair point. I've written this as a question that I'm asking you.
Oh, okay.
So I've actually written myself a proper note here. It says, How about having an interchangeable lens micro four thirds camera on your smartphone? ?
Right, okay. Is this something to do with Moment? Because no. I know they're into the interchangeable lenses.
No. This is an actual camera.
Right.
That attaches to your phone. Actual camera. Let me read it out to you. The Alice camera, which has been designed by a British software company, has been announced. It will feature the Sony Micro Four Thirds 11 megapixel quad Bayer HDR sensor.
Okay.
So it clips onto your smartphone, the actual camera body and the sensor and the interchangeable lens part.
Okay.
And it uses your phone as the review monitor and the controls for it.
Sounds incredible.
So it attaches to your phone with a clip and then connects via Wi-Fi. There's an app and you can control the camera with your phone's screen, but with an actual proper camera with interchangeable lenses.
I'm in.
Yeah?
I'm in. I like the sound
of this. Okay.
Because it was missold in the beginning.
Yeah.
What this actually is a device that turns your phone into a monitor.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, they report it has artificially intelligent ways of learning how to focus and to color and to expose shots. It's a very auto-based camera.
Right.
So I think it's going to be aimed at amateurs and content creators that want a bit more than their phone will give them.
Like it, so I can already anticipate the price. This is going to be very popular.
4K 30, be able to record, electronic stabilization. What's your price bet?
I'm going to say it's around £400. I'm going to clip it onto the back of my £1,000 smartphone and it's going to make better photos.
So if you're willing to pre-order it and be one of the early adopters, it's £450.
Amazing. I am going to do that.
If not, when it does release, which is likely to be early next year, it's going to be £750 retail.
Don't be a loser.
Here's the thing. As I lock my phone to get serious. Here's the thing. Sony did make this. It's called the Sony QX. They already tried this and no one bought it. And those that did buy it actually felt it was more cumbersome than just using either a camera or their phone. Which is, I mean, let's be honest, it's my main problem with like decent mobile phone lenses. We've got some and they are great, but I'm either using this out of convenience because it fits into my pocket really quickly, or I'm using something a bit more deliberate for better quality, in which I don't mind carrying even a compact camera. So having something that's the size of a compact camera that I then have to attach to my phone, open an app, connect it, and then use that as well, I'm losing the convenience to gain a marginal amount of quality. And who knows if that's actually going to be any better than the sensor in your, what's probably a very good iPhone camera.
But for £450, you can find out. Will it be a vlog cam? Will you be able to put like a Pixie on it, flip up your phone and see yourself?
I don't know, because I've only seen the renders of it and I haven't seen the underside to see if it has a quarter inch thread on the bottom. If it does, then that'd be quite good, I guess, because then you could selfie shoot, although there's no front facing screen.
What was the last cool thing that we got that was around £450? I can tell you what it's better than.
Yeah.
AJ recently bought a Shure microphone.
£400. That's amazing.
It's great better. Badges. It's better than that because I can do so much more with it. AJ's microphone, however, that he spent our money on, does one thing.
Record sound really well. Who's it actually for? So I'm removing the convenience.
For 24 years, I've been living next door to Alice.
Who the?
Hey.
It's been enough of that.
This is a professional podcast news.
It's not. Whilst we're thinking about stupid things, did you buy anything on Amazon this week?
You're going to show them this, aren't you?
Why did you buy that?
I thought it would be fun. If you want to buy anything ridiculous off of Amazon, I'll drop a link in below. It could be called Pete's Affiliate Link of the Week, where I get paid and actually make some money out of this instead of sitting here waiting to go for a cup of tea and it all to end.
Oh, you just want it to end, which is probably a great place to end. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time for AJ's Camera News. I said that like a proper news presenter.
That was cool. Do a crazy ending with me, just me now.